Good afternoon, and welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Bunmagura. Thank you, member supporters. Today's program is a very personal trip down memory lane as I remember my mentor. This is my homage to Mary Truman, dedicated to her children and students. Truman was a remarkable vocal pedagogue, pianist, and art song specialist, with a particular emphasis on English, French, and German song. By all appearance, Truman was unassuming, standing barely 5 feet tall, but she was a titan and very formidable woman in the eyes of those that knew her. From my teenage years through to adulthood, I spent many long afternoons at her home in the Woodlands, Texas, seemingly transported to another era, where we spent days surrounded by her loyal dogs, who appeared to be listening as attentively as I was to Truman as she played the great solo piano pieces like Brahms' Rhapsodies and Beethoven's Sonatas, and as we studied French and German poetry, and of course, as I sang through my voice lessons, and as she spoke with great elegance and insight about the many jewels of art song vocal literature. Truman was born September 30th, 1915, in a small village in Pentwortham, Lancashire County, England, to a musically rich family. Born during a time when song composers like Debussy, Fauré, Duparc, Ravel, Poulenc, and even Richard Strauss were all still very much alive, so she had the benefit of hearing the song genre with regular frequency. Long before her formal training, Truman was already accompanying singers, including her uncle, an accomplished recitalist and opera singer with the Doyle Cart Opera Company, in regional vocal competitions, recitals, and festivals. So although quite an accomplishment at the time, it was no surprise that she ended up at the Royal Academy of Music in London, where she trained formally as both a collaborative pianist as well as in vocal pedagogy. We begin with some of the early English art songs that Truman often assigned to her singers, including me. The first recording is one of an American singer she very much fancied, tenor John Ayler, and his performance of George Monroe's My Lovely Celia, with Grant Gershon accompanying. That will be followed by Anthony Young's Phyllis Has Such Charming Graces, performed by American baritone Robert Merrill and pianist Layla Edwards. And finally, we'll hear Frederick Keel's Trade Winds from his Saltwater Ballads, as performed by Welsh bass baritone Bryn Terfel and pianist Malcolm Martineau.
My lovely Celia, heavenly fair, as lily sweet, as soft as air, no more than torment me, but be kind, and with thy love ease my troubled mind.
harbor, in the island, in the Spanish seas, are the tiny white houses and the orange trees. And day long, night long, the cool and pleasant breeze of the steady trade winds blowing. The red wine, the nutty Spanish ale, the shuffle of the dancers and the old salt stain, the squeaking fiddle and the soughing in the sail of the steady trade winds blowing. There's the fireflies and the yellow moon, and in the ghostly palm trees the sleepy tune of the quiet voice calling me. The long, low croon of the steady trade winds blow.
Before moving on from the English singing segment, I'll play a few musical sins that I know Truman enjoyed. You'll hear John Ayler again, this time singing Handel's Where'er You Walk from Semele, followed by another recording of Bryn Terfel singing You'll Never Walk Alone from Carousel. But before that, I'll play a short excerpt of tenor Sir Peter Piers singing the role of the evangelist from Bach's St. Matthew's Passion, a work and singer that delighted Truman.
Knechte des Landpflegers Jesum zu sich in das Richthaus und sammelten über ihn die ganze Schar und zogen ihn aus und legeten ihm einen Purpurmantel an und flochten eine Dornenkrone und setzten sie auf sein Haupt und ein Rohr in seine rechte Hand und beugete die Knie vor ihm und spotteten ihn und sprachen:
Der Gepriesen, 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 der Gepriesen.
Und speierten ihn an und nahmen das Rohr und schlugen
Shall from the name.
walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song.
Truman was equally passionate about languages and literature, and thus pursued what would have been the equivalent of master's degrees in both French and German language and literature at the University of Birmingham in England. With her training as a pianist, in vocal pedagogy, and in French and German language and literature, Truman had constructed a supremely well-rounded education perfect for working with singers in the area of art song and opera. We turn now to German Lied, one of Truman's true passions. While fluent in German, Truman once admitted to me that she always felt more at home in the French language, but she still had a great love for German literature and the Lied repertoire. We certainly get a sense of that as we begin with one of her favorite interpreters, Dutch soprano Elly Ameling, singing Brahms's Lied Wie Melodien zieht es mir, with pianist Rudolf Janssen accompanying. We'll have the benefit of hearing Truman read the German poem, translate it into English, and finally provide some insight into the poetry. Then we turn to another one of Truman's favorite collaborations, that of the legendary German baritone Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau with the equally incredible pianist Daniel Barenboim, performing Brahms's Von ewiger Liebe. You'll find the German text with English translations of these German poems on our website at www.hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins.
Wie Melodien zieht es mir leise durch den Sinn. Wie Frühlingsblumen blüht es und schwebt wie Duft dahin. Und schwebt wie Duft dahin. Doch kommt das Wort und fasst es und führt es vor das Aug wie Nebelgrau, erblasst es und schwindet wie ein Hauch und schwindet wie ein Hauch. Und dennoch ruht im Reime verborgen wohl ein Duft, den mild aus stiller Keime ein feuchtes, feuchtes Auge ruft. Literally translated, how melodies pass gently through my mind. Like spring flowers, they bloom and hover like perfume towards me. Come drifting like perfume towards me. Doch kommt das Wort. But there comes the word and anchors it down and passes it before my eyes. That means while the melodies are drifting through his head as music. Finally, the word makes it more precise. Und führt es vor das Auge and draws it before my eyes. Like gray mist, it grows pale. Erblasst grows pale. Und schwindet and disappears like a breath, like a sigh. And disappears like a sigh. And yet, und dennoch, and yet, however, root there rests within the verse, hidden, a perfume, which gently out of the silent seed, Keime, brings forth, roofed, calls forth a tearful eye. It needs a little understanding that this is really the conflict between words and music. There was a lot of feeling that the music would spoil the words or the words would spoil the music. And this draws attention to the fact that the music one can think of freely without having to associate it with words. Then if you set words to it, it makes it more precise and you wonder if it's quite as delightful. But then when you come to understand the poem and read the words, you realize that within the rhythm of the poetry itself, there is also perfume which brings a tear to the eyes. That the word gives the music a more precise meaning.
Schwindet wie
We're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and we're celebrating Mary Truman, song specialist, pianist, and vocal pedagogue. We now turn to the French Melodie segment, Truman's other great passion. Truman's French was impeccable, as she not only had a very rigorous academic training in explication de texte, or literary criticism of literature, like the classical theater of Voltaire, Racine, and Molière, as well as the poems of Baudelaire, Verlaine, and Rimbaud, but she also had the good fortune to begin her study of French as a child, and even resided for some time in Nancy, France, as an adult. We begin with Duparc's Chanson Triste. Apart from the early romance, this was the first French melody that I worked on with Truman. I cherish many fond, indelible memories of our work together. Chanson Triste is performed by a duo Truman held in high esteem, her compatriots, soprano Maggie Tate and celebrated pianist Gerald Moore. Truman married a military man and later had two children, a son John and daughter Ruth. While her son was extremely athletic and eventually moved to Australia, where he met his wife, Ruth married and settled down in the United States in Houston, Texas. Following a divorce from her husband, Truman joined her daughter in Houston, and it was there that she subsequently began teaching the French and German diction and vocal repertoire classes at Rice University in the 1980s. She insisted that her students at Rice read carefully Pierre Bernac's interpretation of French song and adhere strictly to the rules of French diction as outlined in Thomas Grubb's book, Singing in French, A Manual of French Diction and French Vocal Repertoire. It was during these years, in the 1980s, that I began studying with her. I still have my copies of Bernac's book that Truman gave to me, along with copies of Grubb's book and Gerald Moore's The Unashamed Accompanist. This is how my love affair with French song began. We continue with more music by Duparc and French poetry. First, we'll hear Truman's French recitation of Duparc's Fidèle, a French poem by Le Comte de Lille. In this song, we'll enjoy the artistry of baritone Charles Panzera with wife Madeleine Panzera at the piano. As with the previous Duparc melody, Truman had so much to impart in terms of the poetry, the diction, and the intricate piano accompaniment that is so beautifully depicted in the text. You'll find the French text with English translations of these French poems on our website at www.hawaiipublicradio.org/singing and other sins.
L'herbe est molle au sommeil, sous les frais peupliers, aux pentes des sources moussues, qui, dans les prés en fleurs, germant parmi l'issue, se perdent sous les noirs alliés. Repose, ô Fidèle. Midi sur les feuillages rayonne et t'invite au sommeil. Par le trèfle et le thym, seul, en plein soleil, chantent les abeilles volages. Un chaud parfum circule au détour des sentiers. La rouge fleur des blés s'incline et les oiseaux, rasant de l'aile la colline, cherchent l'ombre des églantiers. Repose, ô Fidèle. Repose, ô Fidèle. Repose, ô Fidèle. Mais quand l'astre incliné sur sa courbe éclatante, verra ses ardeurs s'apaiser, que ton plus beau sourire et ton meilleur baiser me récompense de l'attente.
L'herbe est molle au soleil, sous les frais peupliers, au fond des sources moussues, qui dans les prés en fleurs germent parmi les
As it relates to art song, Truman was a firm believer in the close examination of poetry, speaking the poem aloud to note the rhythm of the words, and that excellence in a singer's interpretation is enhanced and validated by a deep understanding and appreciation of the successive literary movements which influenced the poet's approach to life and art. We end the French segment with two well-known Debussy melodies, Romance and Beau Soir. For Romance, we'll enjoy another one of Truman's favorite collaborative teams, French baritone Gérard Souzet with pianist Dalton Baldwin. Truman was particularly drawn to the sensitive and responsive touch of Baldwin and Gerald Moore's playing, which he felt must reflect the words of the poetry. The notes under the pianist's hands must sing, she would often say. For Beau Soir, we'll hear the other great figure that Truman held in high esteem, French baritone Martin Pierre Bernac, who sings with his collaborative partner, French composer Francis Poulenc, at the piano.
L'âme évaporée et souffrante, l'âme douce.
Fidèle de béatitude.
Truman remained as passionate about the human voice as she was about French and German poetry and song. Her preoccupation with vocal technique and her private students led her to begin teaching voice at Texas Southern University and Sam Houston State University, in addition to her song and diction classes at Rice. She believed in singers putting forth tireless effort towards technical advancement as the only true path to vocal freedom and discovering the exuberance of singing. Comfortable in the Italian language as well, Truman also enjoyed working with singers in Italian song and opera. We'll end our journey through song with Mary Truman accompanying a young tenor by the name of Charles Reed, who would later go on to grace the stages of the Metropolitan Opera. Reed has expressed in the past that Truman is one of the great masters of art song, and he benefited greatly under her tutelage. Truman and Reed performed Durante's Danza Danza Fanciulle Gentile.
Danza danza fanciulla al mio cantar, danza danza fanciulla gentile al mio cantar. Gira leggera sua divina sfondo, a sfondo dell'onde del mar. Senti il vago rumore dell'aura scherzosa, e parla al cuore con non guido sconfondo, non guido sconfondo. Ed invita a cantar senza posta, senza posta, che invita a danzar, danzar, danzar,
You've been listening to the remarkable life story of Mary Truman, English, French, and German song specialist, vocal pedagogue, and pianist. After 22 years of constant friendship and guidance, I lost my cherished mentor, Mary Truman, and her children, John Truman and Ruth McDonald, lost their beloved mother on October 15, 2008. She passed away at the age of 93 due to health complications, but leaves behind quite a legacy. Following her death, I started a nonprofit arts organization, the Art Song Preservation Society, where we sponsor the Mary Truman Art Song Vocal Competition in her memory and honor. In the years since her passing, there have been some impressive winners like American baritone Michael Wayant. French mezzo Virginie Verrez. Most recent 2017 winner, French-American soprano Sandra Amaury. After winning the competition in their respective years, each of these singers presented New York City recitals, where the organization is based, with one of our respected advisory board members, accomplished pianist Thomas Morocco. If you allow me a moment to also interject here that it is both astounding to me as well as remarkably comforting when I reflect on the fact that during my teenage years, I sat with Truman in her living room on many occasions discussing the beautiful song interpretations accompanied by pianist Alden Baldwin as well as Thomas Grubb's brilliant book on singing in French. And 30 years later, I find myself sitting in their respective living rooms as esteemed advisory board members to my art song organization discussing Truman's deep and insightful views on French and German song and her lasting legacy. I'll leave you with Truman at the piano playing Scarlatti's Fugue, a favorite of hers. It's a one-movement sonata with a reoccurring motif of a cat walking up a keyboard. Enjoy! Thanks for joining me this afternoon for my trip down memory lane celebrating this extraordinary woman, whose plaque, by the way, hangs in the National Opera America Center in New York. I look forward to having you with me on a future Singing and Other Sins. I'm your host, Blair Boone Magura. Aloha.